We're talking to my good friend Roger Gardner from Washington State, who is really one of the experts in one of the most important things that caregivers need to know about, which is safety. First, he tackled bathtub safety, and now he's tackling back safety, which, frankly, from what I've read recently, is you have a whole lot less that you can possibly pick up before you get into back injury space. So, Roger, it's a absolute pleasure to talk with you again, and thank you for everything you've done for family caregivers and the seniors for whom they care. What would you think the greatest needs of the caregivers and the elderly is right now?
Well, I think it's a matter of life and death for the elderly and the disabled, and it's a matter of longevity for the caregivers. The caregivers, if they go down, everything goes down. They're really the key point towards life for the elderly. If they don't have a caregiver that can give the quality of care without injuring themselves, then the elderly will just have to go someplace else, and they don't have a lot of choice. So that's why we tackled this.
You're really one of the first folks out there I've talked to, it's our 20th anniversary, who really taught me about the fact that the home could be such a dangerous place for caregivers and the disabled and the seniors and the elderly for whom we care. And bathrooms will chew us up. I mean, the greatest amount of falls happen in the bathroom, the greatest amount of hospitalizations, and the greatest amount of long-term care placement. Tell me what your work now in supporting people keeping their back safe.
We first came out with a modification to their existing bathtub whereby they can cut the front out of their bathtub, allowing the person to go in and out of the bathtub with ease, no stepping over that 20-inch threshold that reduces it by 9 inches. Then after that, and it is very successful and still is. So we're putting those in many homes and many care facilities where they have 100 of them or so that they're putting in.
Wow.
But the most recent thing we've come up with is the chairlift. It's called a bath chairlift. It is non-AC powered. And if grandma can get into the bathroom somehow, wheelchair or just shuffle in, and sit on the chair, which is at the edge of her bathtub. Just sit down, relax, and push the button. It will lift her up and over the bathtub threshold, rotates her over the warm water, and sets her down into the bath for a nice, full bubble bath. And there's nothing as therapeutic as a warm bath. I think we all pretty well know that.
Can this be used in other rooms in the house?
Yes, it can. We actually can use the lift in any room. It is movable. However, it takes a few minutes to set it up, about 45 minutes to set it up. But it can be used in other rooms. We have a sling lift that is the exact same product. It's just a different configuration that we put at the bedside. It takes the place of the Hoyer. Is one person operated, push the button, the person lifts up, swings over, sets into their power chair. And then we have put the same sling lift in the bathroom where it will lift the person up, swing them over, set them on the toilet, lift them off the toilet, and swing around and put them in the shower. It is really incredible. The quads just love it. Paraplegics love it. And mostly the caregivers absolutely love it because there's zero lifting. I just don't have tolerance for lifting. I have a bad back myself. And in that issue, in helping my mom when she was living with us, it was nearly impossible to lift her. So we've had to figure out a way to solve the problem without breaking my back or my wife's back. So what we did is we came up with this chairlift. It's battery operated and it's bulletproof. People love it. It's simple. It is so simple, and it's elegant, and it works all the time.
You know, you were talking about the home, and I realized that for the people living in long-term care facilities and nursing homes, especially even the staff, this is a big issue as well. Is this something that you think is appropriate for professional living facilities as well?
Oh, absolutely. We have one in, it's called the Kashmir Convalescent Center. It's in Kashmir, Washington. They've been using for about, oh, I think it's 4 or 5 months now. They're using it daily with five and six people every day, 7 days a week, and they love it. And the caregivers there can now easily bathe their clients without having to lift them. I don't know about in what are you in the southwest or the southeast corner of the United States, but up here in the west, I don't know, but God didn't give people handles to get a hold of. So how are you supposed to lift a person up without a handle? And so this gives us a button that we can push, a simple push button, and that will lift them, and there is no back strain at all, zero lifting.
And what we learned researching this is you think, oh, I could lift my loved one or this client, they're only 100 pounds. Or even that can actually destroy your back.
Oh, yes. And coming in and out of their bathing situation, they're usually soapy and absolutely wet, and they're slippery. There's nothing to hold on to. And like I say, the handles just aren't there. Although my wife says I'm getting handles, but they're not really handles around my midsection. But there's nothing to grab a hold of. And always your back is in a bent over position, which is the least strong. It is the most vulnerable position as a caregiver.
Or even two caregivers in a facility. If you have somebody, it's, they might be struggling and now you are twisting. So what you're saying is all the fulcrum, the pressure of the lift is now been given over to the equipment. Talk to me about the product a bit.
It is a chair. It's like a school chair. Most people can remember when we were in grade school and we sat in those blue chairs or plastic chairs. That's the type of a chair it is. So it's easy to wash. It's comfortable. The chair, it has a bracket underneath of it that hooks onto a lifting arm. The lifting arm is elevated up and down with a, it's like a hydraulic cylinder, only it's called an actuator. It's a electric actuator that is battery operated.
That's nice that you, first of all, you're in the bathroom. You're not worried about plugging something into electric. And secondly, if electricity goes down, here's where you really need the support.
Yes, that is true. That's, and for that reason, it is FDA registered and we're ADA compliant. The chair itself, after one sits on it and puts the safety bar down in front, is very comfortable. The caregiver or the client can push the button. We have some, such I have a friend, her name is Carol. She lives up in Manson. We put one in for her. She loves it. And she said, Roger, that's the first bath I've had in over 10 years, and I absolutely love it. And she does to this day. And that was over a year and a half ago. The unit is very strong. It's good for a 350-pound person.
Wow.
We pressure test everyone at 450 before we ever ship them out. And the batteries, we give two batteries so they can alternate them, keep one on the charging. Because I don't know about you, but as I'm aging, I can't remember for sure when the last time I changed the battery in my car was, let alone my bath lift.
How do we contact you? How do we get the product?
If you take a look at our webpage at safebathtub.com, again, that's safe, S-A-F-E, bathtub, B-A-T-H-T-U-B, .com, there you will find the products that we have been talking about. And the pricing and all is there. We do the factory discounts, of course, but the product is available. All the information is there, even a video of our granddaughter as she's using one.
What is the one most important piece of advice that you would like to share with family caregivers?
Be careful and take care of yourself. Your loved ones that you're taking care of are depending on you. And if you go down, they go down. Take care of yourself, and then you can take care of them properly.